A wealthy man was going for his evening walk. A wealthy man.
Ja, rikas mees oli õhtusel jalutuskäigul.
And he saw two very poor men eating grass by the roadside.
Ja ta nägi kahte vaest meest tee ääres rohtu söömas.
He stopped and asked them, "Why are you eating grass?"
Ta peatus ja küsis nende käest, "Miks te ometi rohtu sööte?"
"We don't have any money for food," the men replied.
Mehed vastasid, "Meil ei ole raha toidu jaoks."
"Oh, well, you can come with me to my house," said the rich man.
Rikas mees ütles, et no joh, tulge siis minu juurde.
"But sir, I have a wife and two children with me."
Aga herra, mul on naine ja kaks last ka.
"Bring them along," replied the rich man.
Rikas mees ütles, võtke kaasa.
Suddenly the other man said, "Sir, I have a wife and six children."
Teine mees äkki ütles, "Sir, mul on naine ja kuus last."
"Bring them as well."
Tooge need ka kaasa.
And so as they were walking to the rich man's house,
ja kui nad jalutasid rikka mehe majja,
one of the poor men said, "Sir, you are so kind and merciful."
Siis üks vaestest meestest ütles, "Herra, sa oled nii lahke."
"Thank you for taking all of us with you."
Aitäh sulle sellest, et sa kutsusid meid kõike kaasa.
The wealthy man looked at them and replied,
rikas mees vaatas neid ja ütles,
"I'm happy to do it. You will love my place where the grass is 1 meter tall."
Mul on hea meel seda teha. Te näete, minu kodus on meetri kõrgune rohi.
Friends, what comes to mind when we think of the word kindness?
Sõbrad, mis on teil mõttes, kui te kuulete sõna lahkus?
Do people look at us as kind people?
Kui vaatate inimesi, kelle kohta võiks öelda, et nad on lahked.
Can kindness even be practiced in such a selfish world?
Kas lahkus saaks üldse praktiseerida selles isekas maailmas?
It's remarkable that when we think about good people or saints or good Christians,
on imelik, kui me mõtleme inimestest, keda võib nimetada pühakuteks või üldse headeks inimesteks,
we first think of kindness.
Me kõige pealt mõtleme lahkusele.
We don't think about intelligence or how clever they are or how well they speak.
Me ei mõtle sellele, kui intelligentsed nad on või kui hästi nad räägivad.
But we think about how kind these people are.
Me mõtleme eelkõige sellele, kui lahked nad on.
In 1 Corinthians 13, Paul talks about the most excellent way to live.
Esimese Korintase 13. Peatükis Paulus räägib kõige paremast elamise viisist.
And that most excellent way is love.
See kõige parem viis on armastus.
In the first 3 chapters of 1 Corinthians 13,
esimese Korintuse esimeses kolmes peatükis,
Paul said that love is more important than spiritual gifts or knowledge or faith.
Paulus ütleb, et armastus on palju olulisem kui kõik muu.
For even if we had all of these things but have not love, then they are worth nothing.
Kui meil oleks kõik, aga kui meil oleks armastust, siis meil oleks tegelikult mitte midagi.
In the 4th verse, Paul tells us that love is patient and does not easily become angry.
Paulus ütleb, et armastus on kannatlik.
And then he tells us that love is kind.
Ja siis ütleb ta ka, et armastus on lahke.
And that is what I want us to consider this morning.
Ja ma tahaks, et me mõtleksime sellele täna hommikul.
If you were describing the world we live in, would you describe it as a kind world?
Kui teil palutakse kirjeldada seda maailma, milles me elame, kas te ütleksite või kirjeldaksite seda kui lahket maailma?
As we look at all the things going on in our world, the answer would probably be no.
Kui te vaatate kõigele sellele, mis meie ümber toimub, võib-olla mitte.
At times, kindness may cost us something and it requires sacrifices.
Lahkus nõuab meil tavaliselt millegi ohverdamist.
So with that in mind, let's look at a couple of the clearest examples of kindness in the Bible.
Arvestades seda, vaatame Piiblis mõningaid näiteid.
Let's turn to Luke chapter 8, verses 40 to 56.
Vaatame Luuka evangeeliumi 8. peatükist alustades 40. Salmist.
And please keep this verse open, this passage open, because we'll be referring to it a few times.
Ja hoidke see peatükk avatuna, sest me tuleme selle juurde jälle tagasi.
So here we see Jesus showing kindness to two people who are entirely different.
Siin me näeme, kuidas Jeesus väljendas oma lahkust kahe inimese vastu, kes olid põhimõtteliselt erinevad.
One is a man, the other is a woman.
Üks oli mees, teine oli naine.
One is an outcast, one is an outcast, poor and unknown.
Üks oli välja tõugatu, vaene.
The other is rich and influential and a ruler of the synagogue.
Ja teine oli rikas ja mõjukas ja synagogi ülem.
And yet Jesus treats both of them with great kindness.
Ja ikkagi Jeesus kohtleb meid mõlemat suure lahkusega.
By the time of this story, Jesus had gained a great deal of fame and was at the height of his popularity.
Sellel ajal, kui see lugu toimus, oli Jeesus oma kuulsuse tipus.
People respected him as a healer and a teacher.
Ja inimesed käsitlesid teda kui suurt õpetajat.
And crowds were following him wherever he went.
Ja inimesed järgisid teda ükskõik kuhu ta läks.
But despite the pressures of popularity,
kuid vaatamata sellele populaarsusele,
despite the crowds constantly pushing around him,
vaatamata sellele, et inimesed kogu aeg tunglesid tema ümber,
despite all the demands for his time,
vaatamata kõigile selle aja nõudmistele,
Jesus in his kindness stopped everything he was doing to meet their needs.
Jeesus alati mõtles lahkusele, kui ta inimesti kohtles ja nendega suhtles.
He not only talked about love and kindness, but he showed us how to be loving and kind.
Ta mitte ainult ei rääkinud armastusest ja lahkusest, vaid ta rakendas sellega praktikasse.
So first of all, Jesus expressed kindness by listening to people.
Esiteks, Jeesus avaldas lahkust sellega, et ta kuulas inimesed ära.
By paying attention to their needs.
Ja pööras nende vajadustele tähelepanu.
So let's read Luke 8:40-42.
Loeme Luuka 8:40-42.
Now when Jesus returned, a crowd welcomed him, for they were all expecting him. Then a man named Jairus, a ruler of the synagogue, came and fell at Jesus' feet, pleading with him to come to his house because his only daughter, a girl of about 12, was dying. As Jesus was on his way, the crowds almost crushed him.
Aga kui Jeesus tagasi tuli, võttis rahvas teda vastu, sest nemad kõik olid teda ootamas. Ja vaata, siis tuli mees, Jairus nimi, see oli kogudusekoja ülem ja eitis Jeesuse jalge ette ning palus teda tulla enese kotta. Sest tal oli ainus tütar, 12 aastat vana ja see oli suremas. Aga tema sinna minnes tungis rahvas tema peale.
We are not told where Jesus was going.
Meil ei öelda seda, kuhu Jeesus läks.
Perhaps he was on his way to some open place where he could teach and preach.
Võibolla ta läks kuhugile avalikule koosolemile, kus ta sai õpetada ja jutlustada.
And of course, that was something very important to do.
Ja loomulikult see oli väga tähtis, seda pidi kindlasti tegema.
But as soon as Jairus came and told him about his daughter.
Aga nii pea, kui Jairus tuli ja rääkis talle oma tütrest,
the very next words we read are, as Jesus was on his way.
Järgmine sõna, mida me loeme, on see, et Jeesus oli sinna poole kohe minemas.
Jesus immediately changed direction and started following Jairus.
Jeesus muutis kohe oma suunda ja järgis Jairust.
Because this little girl's situation was much more urgent than whatever else he had scheduled.
Sest selle väikese tüdruku olukord oli palju olulisem kui kõik muu, mis tal plaanis oli.
By the way, how well do we handle interruptions?
Muide, kui hästi või kuidas meie suhtume sellesse, kui meid segatakse?
A lot of people work best when they can concentrate on one thing and see it through to completion.
Enamus inimesi, teile meeldib seda see, kui nad saavad konsentreeruda ühele asjale.
They do not normally do two or three things well at the same time.
Me tavaliselt ei tee kahte või kolme asja hästi samaaegselt.
So if they are concentrating and someone interrupts them, they become irritated.
Seega kui me teeme midagi ja keegi segab meid selle juures, siis tavaliselt me härritume.
They do not normally handle interruptions very well.
Tavaliselt me ei suhtu sellisesse vahele segamisse eriti hästi.
And maybe we don't either.
Võib-olla meie ka.
But as we grow in our relationship with God, we realize that sometimes interruptions are sent by God.
Kui aga me tuleme Jumala juurde ja lähemale Jumale, siis tihti peale me märkame seda, et sellised asjad on Jumala poolt saadetud.
Sometimes interruptions are opportunities to minister to people.
Mõnikord sellised vahele segamised on võimalus kuulutada.
And if we ignored that interruption, then we would have missed that opportunity.
Ja kui me ignoreerime sellist vahele segamist, siis me laseme selle võimaluse käest.
If we just go on with our projects and don't allow ourselves to be interrupted,
kui me läheme ainult ise oma töö või oma projektiga edasi,
and if we aren't flexible enough to change directions,
ja kui me ei ole piisavalt paindlikud, et suunda muuta,
we may miss some opportunities that God places in front of us.
Me võime maha magada võimaluse, mille Jumal on meie ette pannud.
So Jesus paid attention to Jairus and changed his plans and direction.
Nii ka Jairus muutis oma plaane käigu pealt.
But Jairus was not the only interruption.
Jairus ei olnud ainukene, kes teda segas.
Jesus was flexible enough and kind enough to pause and meet someone else's need as well.
Jeesus oli piisavalt tal oli piisavalt võimalust veel keskenduda inimestele.
Let's read verses 43 to 46 now.
Loeme salmid 43 kuni 46.
And a woman who was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years, but no one could heal her. She came up behind him and touched the edge of his cloak, and immediately her bleeding stopped. Who touched me? Jesus asked. When they all denied it, Peter said, Master, the people are crowding and pressing against you. But Jesus said, Someone touched me. I know that power has gone out from me.
Ja keegi naine, kes oli 12 aastat põdenud verejooksu, ega olnud võinud ühegi käest saada tervist, tuli tema selja taha ja puudutas tema kuue palistust ja seda maid lakkas ta verejooks. Ja Jeesus ütles, kes mind puudutas? Aga kui kõik salgasid, ütles Peetrus, õpetaja. Rahvuolgad tungivad sulle peale ja rõhuvad sind. Kuid Jeesus ütles, keegi puudutas mind, sest ma tundsin vähe enesest välja minevat.
There were crowds of people surrounding him and everyone was in a hurry.
Tema ümber oli palju rahvast ja kõik tunglesid ja kõigil oli kiire.
Yet Jesus was able to recognize the difference between the touch of the crowd and the personal touch of a woman who needed his help.
Ja siiski oli Jeesus võimeline eristama rahva tunglemist ja trügimist kellegi puudutusest, kes vajasta abi.
Friends, our world is becoming more and more impersonal, isn't it?
Sõbrad, see on kõige rohkem isikusetu.
You go to a petrol station and you don't even have to talk to anybody anymore.
Kui te lähete bensiini jaama ja te isegi ei räägi kellegi.
You just insert your card into the slot and take the petrol and drive away without ever having to talk to anyone.
Ja panete oma kaardi sinna bensiini automaati, võtate bensiini ja kaardi tagasi ja sõidate minema. Mitte kellegagi ei räägi.
It's often the same at a bank or when you are checking in at an airport.
See on täpselt sama pangas.
It's become a very personal, impersonal world.
Maailm on muutumas järjest isikusetumaks.
But Jesus took the time to stop in the midst of a crowd to give a woman his personal attention.
Aga Jeesus peatus rahva hulga keskel ja pööras tähelepanu sellele naisele.
As though she was the only one there.
Nii kui oleks tema ainukene seal olnud.
And we see that Jesus also expressed kindness by being considerate of others.
Jeesus avaldas lahkust arvestades ka teisi.
Let's read verses 47 to 48.
Loeme ka salmid 47 ja 48.
Then the woman, seeing that she could not go unnoticed, came trembling and fell at his feet. In the presence of all the people, she told why she had touched him and how she had been instantly healed. Then he said to her, Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace.
Kui nüüd naine nägi, et ta ei olnud varjule jäänud, tuli ta värisedes ja heitis tema jalge ette maha ja teatas temale kõige rahva kuuldes, mis asja pärast oli teda puudutanud ja kuidas ta kohe oli terveks saanud. Siis ütles ta naisele, tütar, sinu usk on sinna aidanud, mine rahuga.
We need to realize that because of her disease, she was considered unclean and an outcast.
Me peame arvestama sellega, et tema haiguse tõttu oli ta ebapuhas ja välja tõugatud.
Which means she wasn't living with her family for many years.
Mis tähendab seda, et ta ei olnud elanud oma perekonna juures juba palju aastaid.
Her self-esteem must have been so low. She must have felt really bad.
Tema enese hinnang pidi olema nii madal.
So Jesus surprises her, first of all, by stopping and listening to her story.
Jeesus kõigepealt peatus ja kuulas seda ära.
And I think the Bible gives us a very shortened version of the story that she told.
Ma millegi pärast arvan, et Piibel kirjeldab väga lühidalt seda lugu, õigemini seda vestlust seal.
This is probably the first time in a long time that she has had anyone's attention.
See on esimene kord pikema aja jooksul, kui ta pöörab üldse, keegi pöörab talle tähelepanu.
So I imagine she really poured out her heart to Jesus.
Ja me võime ette kujutada, kuidas ta valas tegelikult oma südame välja Jeesuse ees.
And by listening to her and looking at her and paying attention to her.
Ja kuulates teda, vaadates teda ja pöörates talle tähelepanu.
Jesus was displaying real kindness.
Jeesus avaldas tõelist lahkust.
Are we good listeners?
Kas meie oleme head kuulajad?
Many of us probably are not.
Paljud meist tõenäoliselt mitte.
We pass by each other and we ask, how are you? And we expect an automatic, I'm fine.
Kui keegi meie käest küsib, et aga kuidas sul läheb, siis me tegelikult ei pööragi sellel üldse tähelepanu.
But have we ever been caught by surprise when someone actually tells us exactly how they are feeling?
Ja kas me äkki ehmatame ära, kui keegi hakkabki meile seletama, kuidas ta läheb?
A lot of the time we don't really listen to each other.
On tegelikult palju kordi, kus me üldse ei kuula teinendest ära.
There are so many people who just need somebody sometime to listen to them.
On väga palju inimesi, kellel on vaja lihtsalt kedagi, kes teda mõnikord kuulaks.
Just to focus on them and listen to what they have to say.
Lihtsalt pööraks talle tähelepanu ja kuulaks ära, mis tal öelda on.
Just like Jesus did on that day.
Täpselt nii, nagu Jeesus tegi sellel päeval.
Now thirdly, Jesus expressed kindness through an understanding spirit.
Jeesusel oli ka arusaaja vaim.
Let's look at verses now 49 to 56.
Vaatame nüüd salmi 48 kuni 56.
While Jesus was still speaking, someone came from the house of Jairus, the synagogue ruler. Your daughter is dead, he said. Don't bother the teacher anymore. Hearing this, Jesus said to Jairus, don't be afraid. Just believe and she will be healed. When he arrived at the house of Jairus, he did not let anyone go in with him except Peter, John, James, and the child's father and mother. Meanwhile, all the people were wailing and mourning for her. Stop wailing, Jesus said. She is not dead, but asleep. They laughed at him, knowing that she was dead. But he took her by the hand and said, my child, get up. Her spirit returned, and at once she stood up. Then Jesus told them to give her something to eat. Her parents were astonished, but he ordered them not to tell anyone what had happened.
Kui tema alles rääkis, tuli koguduse koja ülema perest keegi naine ja ütles, su tuttar on surnud, ära tülita enam õpetajat. Aga seda kuuldes vastas Jeesus temale, ära karda, usu vaid, siis ta saab abi. Kui ta siis jõudis majasse, ei lasnud ta kedagi enesega sisse tulla muud kui ainult Peetruse ja Johannese ja Jakoobuse ning lapse isa ja ema. Ja kõik nutsid ja leinasid tütarlast. Aga tema ütles, ärge nutke, ta ei ole surnud, vaid ta magab. Ja nad naersid teda teades, et lapsuke on surnud. Ent tema haaras lapse käest ja ütles hüüdes, tütarlaps, tõuse ülesse. Ja tema vaim tuli tagasi ja ta tõusis kohe ülesse. Ja ta käskis talle süüa anda ja tütarlapse vanemad kohkusid. aga tema keelas neid ühelegi rääkimas seda, mis oli sündinud.
That miracle was amazing and we praise God for it.
See oli ime. Ja tänu Jumalale selle ime eest.
But notice what Jesus told them after the miracle was over.
Aga vaadake, mida Jeesus ütles neile, kui see ime oli sündinud.
He said to them, don't tell anyone what has happened.
Ta ütles neile, ärge öelge mitte kellelegi sellest, mis juhtus.
Some of the most disturbing words to hear are, I told you so.
Kõige häirivam teine kord on see, kui öeldakse sulle, no ma ei ütlesin sulle.
It's fun to say it and we enjoy when we are proved right about something.
No see on tihti peale niimoodi, kui me tunneme, et meil on milleks õigus.
But when someone says to us, I told you so, it can be a very unpleasant thing.
Ja kui keegi teine sulle ütleb, aga ma ei ütlesin sulle, siis võib see olla väga ebameeldiv.
Now don't forget, the people outside the house had mocked Jesus.
Ärge unustage seda, et inimesed sealt majast väljas tegelikult hilkusid Jeesuse üle.
They had laughed at him before he went into the house to raise the girl from the dead.
Nad tegelikult pilkasid teda siis, kui Jeesus sinna majja läks.
And after raising the girl from the dead, Jesus could easily have taken her outside to show the people.
Ja tegelikult oleks Jeesus võinud lihtsalt teha nii, et kui ta selle tüdruku üles äratas, oleks ta võinud selle võtta sealt majast välja ja näidata kõigile.
He could easily have said, I told you so.
Ja ta oleks võinud neile ka öelda, vaadake, ma ütlesin teile.
I told you I'd bring her back to life.
Ma ütlesin teile, ma toon ta tagasi.
Who is laughing now?
Kes nüüd naerab?
But no, Jesus did not do that.
Aga vaadake, Jeesus ei teinud seda.
He was even concerned for the feelings of those who had mocked him.
Ta tegelikult muretses nende inimeste tunnete pärast, kes tema oli enne irvitasid.
He did not try to get even with them or get revenge on them.
Ta ei tahtnud neile kuidagi tagasi tasuda või tagasi teha.
He did not try to glorify himself.
Ta ei tahtnud ennast austada.
Instead, in kindness, he tells the parents, don't tell anybody what happened here.
Tegelikult, mida Jeesus ütleb vanematele, ärge öelge seda kellegi.
Friends, sometimes it's not so much what you say, but how you say it that is important.
Sõbrad, tegelikult ei ole alati kõige tähtsam see, mida te ütlete, vaid see, kuidas te seda ütlete.
Jesus spoke with gentleness.
Jeesus rääkis lahkelt ja kenasti.
And he was even concerned for the feelings of those who made fun of him.
Ja tegelikult oli ta ka mures nende inimeste pärast, kes tema üle nalja heitsid.
Sometimes we may find ourselves in situations where we have to say something.
Ka meie võime mõnikord leida ennast olukorras, kus me lihtsalt peame midagi ütlema.
And what we say is important.
Ja mida me ütleme on tähtis.
But how we say it can be even more important.
Ja kuidas me seda ütleme võib olla veel tähtsam.
In Ellen White's book Gospel Workers,
Ellen White on öelnud,
we are told that Jesus spoke openly about hypocrisy and unbelief and sinfulness.
Jeesus rääkis avatult teesklusest, ebausust ja patustest.
But he did so with tears in his voice.
Aga ta tegi seda pisaratega.
We are told that Jesus never spoke in a cruel way.
Meil on öeldud, et Jeesus ei rääkinud kunagi karmilt.
But he showed wonderful gentleness and tenderness for humanity.
But ta pigem näitas üles kenadust ja lahkust inimeste vastu.
We are told that he spoke the truth in such a simple way that even the most uneducated people could understand.
Ta rääkis tõde sellisel viisil, et ka kõige lihtsamad inimesed said sellest aru.
Jesus, the greatest teacher the world has ever known, spoke with gentleness.
Jeesus, maailma kõige kuulsam ja kõige tuntum õpetaja, rääkis lahkesti ja kenasti.
He did not want to embarrass those who had been mocking him.
Ta ei tahtnud nendele inimestele, kes tema virvitasid, teda tagasi teha.
In conclusion, friends, let us remember that there is great power in kindness.
Sõrad, lõpuks ma tahaks öelda seda, et lahkus, see on tegelikult suur jõud.
We need to learn to be kind to one another just as God was kind to us by sending Jesus.
Me peame olema sama lahked teiste inimeste vastu, nagu Jeesus oli meie vastu.
Jesus understood people.
Jeesus mõistis inimesi.
He cared about their feelings.
Ta hoolis nende tunnetest.
And he listened to them.
Ja ta kuulas neid.
May God bless each one of us.
Õnnistagu Jumal meid kõiki.
Let's close in prayer.
Lõpetame palvega.
Thank you, Jesus, for the example you showed us in kindness.
Jeesus, tänan sind selle eest, et sa näitasid, milline on lahkus.
Help us to be good listeners.
Aita, et me võiksime olla head kuulejad.
Help us to show compassion for other people.
Aita, et me võiksime näidata üles kaastunnet teiste inimeste vastu.
And help us to be ready for your second coming.
Aita, et me oleksime valmis sinu teiseks tulekuks.
Thank you for your love.
Tänu sulle sinu armastuse eest.
And thank you for being who you are.
Ja tänu selle eest, kes sa oled.
Amen.
Amen.